Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted the Assassin Johnson.
Real quick, I was just talking about this. Can you be an assassin and then have like a normal day job too?
So, oh yeah, most of them do.
They have to have a cover.
The accountant?
Yeah, you need a cover.
This is a good cover.
Absolutely. Yeah, no one would ever expect the guy that's on the radio every day is Rizzolco, actually an assassin.
Rizzolco said the same thing. I was like, you know what? This is a good cover if I wanted to get into another job.
Yeah, like Michael Fassbender in one of those movies where he plays like... somebody
he was an assassin. Yes. Forget the name of that, but yeah, very. But they're all OCD.
Can you shoot the equalizer?
No, I'm a terrible shot. Terrible.
Really?
Shot. I mean, oh, awful.
Isn't that part of the assassin gig?
Isn't that what the assassin, when he's not being an assassin, would tell people? I'm terrible.
I've never fired a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you did there. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Also, alarming.
Don't take the cheese.
I would have a hard time. How do I get people? Let people know I'm in that business. Like, how do you get flyers?
I mean, I think you just did.
Yeah,
you sticker windows.
Put them up on flypaws. Yeah.
Or say it on an afternoon poles. Drive say radio station.
Yeah. Just give me a call at Teddy Day Radio.
Takes off on the internet and social media.
Assassin for hire.
DMs. You can probably DM somebody.
I'll be like your seedy guy in the streets. You know what I mean? If people are asking, I may know a guy.
You do know.
I need an assistant. So if Stiz,
yes. I'm in.
Someone that is my go-between, someone that gets me out of trouble, someone that is like sees where I'm at and can get me, you know, directions out of there, that kind of stuff.
You think Stiz also doesn't know how to get blood out of the backseat of a car?
That's right.
Yeah.
Won't be the first time.
Oh,
all right.
I gotta hear that story later.
It's 5:05:09. It's time for the drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So the Patriots are preparing for the Jets Thursday night football. Ted Johnson said earlier in the week, it is indeed the first time this year a trap game is on the horizon. And Ted has talked about accountability. So Ted Johnson, we're going to hear from Drake May and Mike Vrabel what they had to say yesterday about how the team has been handling this week. And then I want to get your reaction. So roll it, Stiz.
For example, trying to just move the time back to give them some more rest. I said, hey, I can give up, you know, 25 minutes on Thursday. They all were like, no, that's an important meeting. The leaders were like, that's an important meeting. They thought that was an important part of their day as well. So I think it is just about the leadership.
Sure, not take shortcuts. Stay what we've been doing. Try to keep the same mentality. And, you know, he has today to go inside and, you know, we're going to go outside. So just let out the little things, you know, go and know that these things will matter and have mattered for us, you know, in the past. And I think we'll show up again.
That says it all. When Ted gives you the
it's good
says
stuff.
It all.
That's good stuff.
That's
man.
That's burnt ends under the fingernail. Like,
Can I tell you what his strategy is? And this is what I would do if I was a head coach. He identifies what he thinks are going to be leaders. Steph Diggs, Drake May, you know, on defense, Robert Spillane. All right, and he basically empowers them, and he gets them to buy in more than any of the other players. You can't go to each guy individually. You get a few guys that he thinks guys will look up to, empower them. You win some games, and then all of a sudden, the players start policing themselves. Steph Diggs, he starts being the coach to these younger guys, and all the guys that he identified as leaders, those guys become like little pseudo coaches in the locker room. And so it's the players leading the charge and not the coach having to do the heavy lifting anymore.
So when he asked them about the practice in particular, hey, guys, you want to go inside? We can go inside. We'll practice inside. Do you think he was legit giving the option, or is there a chance that was a little bit of a test there to see how they would handle the situation?
No, he was given the option, and the test, if they would have gone the other way, he wouldn't have said, no, we're going outside. He would have done whatever they wanted.
But would he have been disappointed?
I think the larger point is what he's doing is he's giving ownership to the team. Like, he wants the players to feel ownership in this, and the leaders feel ownership, and then then they ask the younger guys what they think, and if they all decide, yeah, it's better to just let's go outside, then you want players to feel like they are part of it and they have ownership and they have say in what goes on to a certain degree, right?
Right.
And you got to win games to earn that, but they are. And so my feeling is this team is feeling empowered and they're feeling like they have, kind of ownership of this team, which is the ideal culture that you want to establish.
And I'm pretty sure, Fitzy, like, so let's just say Kyle Williams is cold outside at practice yesterday. He can't bitch him when he knows that Stephon Diggs was part of the decision-making, right? He's not going to bitch to Stephon Diggs, I wouldn't think, as a rookie wide receiver.
That's like the head of the wide receiver room / unofficial emotional core of the team.
So no one can bitch their cold because Robert Spillane and Diggs and May are the guys that made the decision that we're going to practice outside.
Yep.
It also makes sense logically and logistically, right? You're playing the Jets outside on a cold Thursday night. It's kind of be bad look, honestly, if you wanted to go inside on a Tuesday to practice in reality.
But yeah, they want this team now knows, as you full well know, Ted, this is like prove your tough time. This is like, okay, it's getting cold. It's getting New England-y outside. We can't play like we're at the RCA Dome.
You know what
we have to play like we own the elements.
These guys are having fun. Winning's fun. You know, winning is so fun in this town too, and you're winning, you're feeling good. You see it there and you go, you know what? If we do not want to mess up against the Jets, because then we got 10 days. We're going to get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. You know what? We might even be able to shoot down to Miami real quick and come back. So let's not. Sounds but it, nice. the only way I want to shoot down and come back to Miami is if we beat the Jets.
Yep.
So let's handle our business. We get a few days off, and then we only got two more games, and then we get a bye week. So what they're seeing is this is setting up perfectly for them to get some time away. But let's handle our business now and not start shortchanging it now. If we're going to start taking our foot off the pedal now, we haven't all season long. That's when you get in trouble.
Right.
You take a little bit off now. Maybe you'll take a little bit off in the game. And they enjoy this winning too much right now.
So culture is good. Culture is great.
Culture's
leadership,
key.
Culture, key. Everything. This is the best Patriots culture since when, Ted Johnson?
Probably since the early 2000s.
I said 2004.
Yeah,
I thought 2004 when Rack and Weiss leave, there was changes. There was just, I think that was maybe the height of that original
was probably
culture.
That was probably it. Where I think the togetherness and everyone was on the same page. You know, Tom was still, you know, he wasn't like flying to New York for his off time and doing his, you know, Tom was kind of like that in those later dynasties. I've been told the team wasn't that close. They were great players, but it wasn't that close.
Right.
I think these guys are close. They're all brought here. A lot of them are new, and they all feel like they are part of something special with the coach and the quarterback. And so it's really brought them together, unlike, I think, any team since maybe the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Wow. I said 2014. I thought that team, you know, they were galvanized around the accusations that when Deflategate was born in that postseason, had such good chemistry with so many good players on both sides of the ball.
I don't know if how much that they felt like, I don't know.
I think the biggest issue is what you said, Tom. And it's nobody's fault. He was a superstar at that point. Tom was a superstar.
He was like his own entity at that point.
Right. And Drake may be a superstar in a few years, and we may
but
look
he's
at
not
this.
Yet.
Right now, he's just the young.
He's one of the guys right now.
Hey, O-line, you want sushi? My wife will make apple crisp for dinner. Like, that's that. Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, no, it is. But you mentioned his wife and her TikTok and the fact that she bakes for them. Her TikTok has been completely taken over. All the comments on every single recipe
bunch
is
of creeps.
It's just nothing but Pat's dudes that are like, this will make the king happy this evening, my lady.
It's
like,
crazy.
It's freaking, they've ruined it.
Everybody ruins everything. Yep. It was a nice, pure thing. She was making apple crisp for her husband and his coworkers to prep for a big game.
Yep.
And now it turns into
sharing cheddar, jalapeno, sourdough recipes. And now it's, you know, Phil from the 300s, like, oh, I'd love to get some of that, too. Is this what my king eats?
Recipes that would make Rachel Ray jealous, and they can't even let her have her fun.
Jesus. Nope. Last question on this topic, Ted, would be, so what you've heard this week from Mike Vrabel and Drake May and the way they handled themselves this week, does that lessen your trap game concerns?
No. Why would it? No.
Well, because they've not maybe taken their foot off the gas,
and they're practicing
outside.
It's still theoretically a trap game.
Okay.
If they go lose this game, I will say, you know what? This is a trap game. So don't lose the game.
But if they win, it's not a trap game.
But by the definition, this is a trap game. A team that is winning, feeling really good about themselves, even though they're not overconfident on the outward appearance, you still, you know, the game has to be played. Let's see how the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see whether or not it was a true trap game or not.
All right. We talked to our buddy Adam Schefter, as we do each and every Wednesday. And I asked him about these sudden rumors, speculation about Josh McDaniels. What is Josh McDaniels' future? Well, Schefter had a very direct answer.
Oh, I would say this. Josh McDaniels' future looks like he's going to be the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots right now. That's how I view it. You know, he's got strong roots in the area. He's had two head coaching jobs that haven't worked out. He might at some point get a third. He's deserving of that, worthy of that, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. And if you're Josh McDaniels and you know you've got children in the New England area, like you want to see this through when you've got a quarterback like Drake May and an organization you know and feel quite comfortable in with a head coach like Mike Vrabel. So, yeah, to me, he's not going anywhere.
I want to push back on one thing there. He said, do you think of the thing I would push back on that he said?
No.
That he deserves another head coaching opportunity.
No.
Do you think he deserves? He says he's only been a head coach for three or two twice. He's been.
There was a third.
No, he was hired as a third and then decided at the last second, I'm not going to go.
Hired some staff.
So he was hired
back on
for three different head coaching jobs.
Yep, indeed.
What makes you think he deserves a fourth opportunity? Four opportunities? How many guys get four opportunities to be a head coach?
Not too many.
So,
Dan Ball!
Belichick.
Andy, you've brought this up and kind of been in his corner, as you would expect, because you guys are buddies, as he has acknowledged. Is your reasoning that he deserves it, or that there are just a lack of better options other than him for these jobs?
Yes, I think his strongest argument is there's not a lot of strong candidates. I think in a normal world, Ted is right. You used up all your chips, you played your chips, this isn't happening again, you're an offensive coordinator, you're a good one, go live your life in that role. But there's just not a lot. I've started looking at these. Hell.
So you think he deserves another chance? You think he'd be a good head coach? You think he wants to be a head coach? Let's just put the feet to the fire right here. Let's go.
I don't know. Yeah, I think he does want to be, for what you said, ego and fix the wrongs of past or whatever. Oof. Which, you're right, because you know what could happen? You could be a four-time failure. You know, if you're confident that you look at it, I'll fix those past failures with one success. Or you could just prove yet again you're a failure.
I'm just saying, what What's different this time around? What's different the fourth time around that he hasn't been able to figure out the first, second, and third time around? Like, what is now different?
So
now that he's had these three experiences.
I guess we could, if he likes Jackson Dart and he sees Jackson Dart as his Drake May and the young first-round franchise quarterback, he didn't have that.
Yeah.
You know, when he got to Denver, he got rid of Jay Cutler and had Kyle Orton. When he got to Vegas, he got rid of Carr and then brought in Jimmy.
That's even worse. He brought in his guys that he believed
in. But the old guy, not the young. You're right. And he's also the guy that in Denver believed in Tim Tebow. And drafted Tim Tebow.
And got rid of Cutler and Marshall.
I don't know, man. I just, wow.
I would like to, whatever the odds are, lay a lot of money that Josh McDaniels does not head coach again in the NFL, because I think he has realized how much happier he is, the value of, like, sanity, mental health.
You're projecting yourself on him.
Yes.
I think he's
getting paid for years to come. He's talked about the family life, and I think he looks like he is in the best place possible. Don't blank it up.
Do you think he has an ego?
Well, we all do.
Yeah. I think the ego will get to him, and it'll be like, I can do this. I can fix it. I can be great, Ted. I can be. Yeah. Now, whether it's the Giants, it feels too fast. I can't imagine this year the Giants say, yeah, we want me. Like, none of this seems to fit. But I feel like at some point, if he has year two with Drake May, maybe year three with Drake May, maybe they've been to a Super Bowl. I think people are going to start to say, this is why it went wrong.
But you're the team hiring him. How do you sell it to your fan base? Yeah, this is a guy that's failed three times and gloriously. He's been fired twice in the middle of the season, both times. Hey, get excited about this coach.
So let me just ask you, if you could just pick one to have to sell to a fan base. Bill Belichick at 74 right now, or Josh McDaniels?
It's Josh McDaniels all day.
Right. So at some point, maybe he just gets that. But like
how about give me some more candidates to choose?
Well,
from.
I don't know. I
was going to say
the musical chairs stop. And
when Lincoln Riley takes over as coach of the New York Giants, then we'll have nothing to worry about.
Their names from the college ranks: Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin is the hottest coach going right
Marcus
now.
Marcus Freeman.
He is Notre so Dame. Hot.
I like that.
So those are
he's got a
names.
Huge contract. How do you get out of that where you're tied to a team for like 20 years, some crazy deal?
Oh, it's all just
people
money.
Do it all the time.
Yeah, it's all there's buyouts. There's
people do it all the time.
That's why lawyers make a lot of money.
The Giants will pay whatever it costs to buy them out.
If the Giants want to go the cheap route, you can get James Franklin on the cheap,
I've heard. There you go. There you go. So
I don't know. I think Vatek, did I hear, was the most likely landing spot for him. Scott Boras was at the GM meetings with Ted's guy, Alex Bregman, and they're talking about free agency. They're talking about what could happen. And as Scott Boras usually does, he has a funny way of answering questions.
I would certainly think that, you know, like in Boston, you know, we learned a lot about Bregman in 25, because in Boston prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup do not holes. And certainly prior to 25, Boston has been a kind of a club that's been has Duncan well below the playoff line. I think it was a bad roast in Beantown, and certainly give the owners credit in 25. You know, they went out and spent some Starbucks to bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee, and no one wants a Brexit.
Okay, wow. I do not want Alex Bregman playing another game for the Boston Red Sox again. I don't think I could ever look at him the same way. If this is the represent, I know he gets all the money. I know he's Mr. Powerhouse Boris. That was the I know cringe monologues and bad roasts. Done a few myself.
I was going to say that seems kind of be your guy with
never.
All those
never.
Sayings and
quips and claims and everything.
Yeah,
no.
That's you
even
right there,
I,
bro.
Even
he should
I would
be, your
be
hero.
Even I would be halfway through that. No one calls it Beantown. Nobody from Boston. No, it's not
what
Beantown.
About what about the Starbucks
and the Starbucks? Oh,
the delivery alone. The delivery alone was a -100 on a 0-10.
Okay, so it was all right,
brutal.
You're okay
brutal. Call up a real roast writer.
All right.
All I could think of there is I don't even know.
That
who,
was
like,
the Ben Affleck.
Who's the fifth best agent in baseball? And he's like, that guy's the most powerful agent. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that guy better than me making all these donut and coffee jokes?
Want to do all the donut coffee jokes? I'll tell you what that was in terms of donut coffee jokes. That was the verbal equivalent of that viral photo of Ben Affleck trying to answer the door in Los Angeles and spilling four coffees. That's exactly what that was.
Let me ask you, when you hear him talk about Alex coming back here, does it sound like he his client is really serious about coming back here?
Nothing sounded serious there.
Nope, not at all. And he was almost that was the it was like of, almost patting the red side. You know, they were they really weren't spinning before.
Did he say
now.
They were dunking below the playoff line? Yeah.
Hey, it's being real. F you.
Oh, yeah. Was, so yes. I just the smarminess, the condescension or whatever.
Condensation.
He was condescending.
Thank you. That word. Yes, that's what it was.
Scott Boras is going to do such a disservice to Alex Bregman this offseason. It's not even funny. If you guys remember Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery's free agency from a couple years ago.
He almost killed them.
He almost single-handedly ended Jordan Montgomery's career. Snell's a little bit better, so he bounced back, but that's the kind of you walk in there all condescending as you guys talk about and try to play all these tricks and all my clients so much better than you. Bregman's been hurt the last 2 years. He's going to screw him out of some money with that kind
but
of
I'm,
attitude.
See, that's the one thing I disagree. Like, I blame Bregman. That guy works for you. If you don't like that, fire that guy and hire whoever a normal straight line agent is.
Baseball players and even football, they all put it all on the agent.
Yeah,
but the players. And you know, and fans agree, think it's true. Oh, and so it's the agents. No, it's the player's decision.
He works for you. You literally have to like sign a contract or something, to hire an agent.
Yeah, of course.
What was the look on every reporter's face when they were getting that little well-brewed diatribe right there?
Like, I don't know if they find it funny, but to me, like, I'm going to Vegas to get information to talk to Scott Boras. Oh, Scott Boras is going to be available, and you probably were like, "Oh, this will be good. I'll write a story off," and you're like, oh my God! This is I came halfway.
Does he want me to mug for the camera? Shoot!
Am I supposed to laugh? Like, that's one of those. Like, if you're a reporter, do you give him the? He wants a laugh, right? He wants a little chuckle. I don't think I'd give it to him.
I didn't hear one.
I didn't either. I think I would roll my eyes.
That delivery was
is. So let's just assume that Bregman's not coming back. The Red Sox got some work to do. Because I thought the baseline was you bring Bregman back and you get Pete Alonso and you get a right-handed. Or a starting caliber pitcher. So they got some work to do if Alex isn't coming back.
All right, so the drive today got the guys in the car all fired up. The phone lines are lit, 617-779-7937. Let's work in some of your calls, thoughts, and tales. I mean, I say tales because I'm intrigued by Boston Bar Guy. Apparently he has a McDaniels story. What's up, Boston Bar Guy?
Hey, boys, I've been listening to you guys for like an hour in the car, and you guys having an awesome show. Who cares about Bregman? It's all about the past. Don't be talking about Bregman. I could care less, all right? Could care less. As far as Josh McDaniel goes, Josh is staying here till the end of his career. His family loves it. He's a legend already, and they're going to win another bowl. He's going to go on this run with Drake May. So Josh is going nowhere. And if he tries to go again, then he's stupid. He's got a nice setup right now. His family loves it here. He's a legend here. He's a legend here. And so, but okay, I'm gonna get to my story.
Okay, please
so
do.
I go to a wedding in Fort Lauderdale this past weekend, and there's I don't know if any of you guys know the Elbow Room. My wife and I are staying right beside there, and it's 500 at least Buffalo fans with they're all dressed in Buffalo stuff. And I got my Pats hat on and my thing. And it's like, we're going to get beat by Tampa. They're going to blow out Miami. And, you know, we're going to be tied for first. And here comes Buffalo. And, you know, my wife, you know, she gets a little testy sometimes. She's sticking up. Oh, we're going to beat Tampa. We're going to beat Tampa. You know, causing a little bit of a problem. No big deal, right? I'm just saying, just be quiet, you. We'll be all set, right? Cause there was like 500 of them, right?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the best Sunday, the wedding was spectacular. And Sunday, when the Pats beat, have that game and they beat Tampa, and then Buffalo gets beat. I'm telling you, what a great trip. And all of a sudden, there was no Buffalo fans around.
There you go.
Thanks for the call, Boston Bar Guy.
That's a great story.
It was
his wife's feisty.
Tough, windy kind of landing.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there.
But so the point was that you got one up on him, on the Buffalo Bill fans.
Absolutely.
And Buffalo Bill fans are so fun to just kind of.
They're great fans.
They're awesome. They came at me a little hard, I thought, after that win game. We're all just making fun of the Buffalo Bills after that. I mean, how do you not?
I mean,
You know.
They let a team that is, whose quarterback went 2 of 3 beat them that night. But then again, it was really all just that big Damian Harris run and then not being able to execute.
Oh, that was great.
They're a great fan base, though.
Yes, it is.
Ted, can I ask you a question? So, if you were playing today, let's say you were playing today, and social media was as prevalent as it is now, do you think, like you just said, you know, you were having fun with some of the Bills fans, do you think you'd be clapping back at some of the fans that'd be chirping at you after games?
No, I wouldn't be chirping at them. No way.
Would you even have social
I would not invite that, Thomas. Yeah. No, I mean, you think I could do? I would do it now with my job, and I rarely do it. So
some people do it well, some not so much.
Yeah, it's not really my cup of tea. But I would not invite hate and that kind of stuff coming at me. So no.
And I don't mean hate. Just to clarify, like I mean almost having fun with them, like in a funny way. You know what I mean? Not necessarily like hating and stuff like that.
Yeah, people don't know how to take some of your humor. I wouldn't even go there.
No, it doesn't usually end well.
I try not to give too many platforms for people to come at me if I can help it. So
you don't want to engage with people afterwards that are like, Ted, you cost me my fantasy
good.
Game.
Nope.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has the final trending of the day.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Bruins won their 7th straight game last night against the Maple Leafs at TD Garden. The final score was 5-3. In the game, David Pastrnak scored his 400th and 401st career goals. He is the 6th Bruin to reach the 400-goal plateau. Boston is now tied with Montreal atop the Atlantic Division with 22 points. The Bees visit the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night. The Celtics fell to the Philadelphia 76ers on the road last night. The final score was 102-100. Quick turnaround for the Celtics as they host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30. The C's injury report for tonight is as follows. Hugo Gonzalez is probable for tonight's game, while Jason Tatum remains out. The Patriots host the New York Jets tomorrow night. Kickoff for Thursday Night Football is at 8:15. News from ESPN's Adam Schefter earlier today. Both running back Ramondre Stevenson and wide receiver Kayshon Boutte have been ruled out for Thursday's game. Austin Hooper is also on that list, as well as linebacker Christian Ellis. Also from around the NFL earlier today, the Giants, they announced that they are expected to start quarterback Jameis Winston against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Meanwhile, Jaguars rookie receiver and cornerback Travis Hunter will miss the remainder of the season after undergoing surgery on his right knee yesterday. And Philadelphia Eagles corner Jaire Alexander has decided to step away from football in order to focus on recovery from off-season knee surgery. And earlier today, the Revolution introduced their new head coach Marko Mitrovic in a press conference this morning at Gillette Stadium. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Stiz, little LL Cool J, anytime. My name is
L, I'm from Queens. Classic. About your man, like the late
Super Queen. Ted, you like this?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. This was
classic.
So what, 90s, early 2000s? Early
2000s. 90s.
I would say 90s.
Yeah, 90s, early 2000s. Hip-hop, R&B. About this, that is my wheelhouse, man.
It's good times. I feel like everybody says that, though. They all have, like... Every generation has this. That's when music was good.
Well, I mean, my wheelhouse for hip hop and R&B.
Yeah,
you know, I like the 70s better. I like the 90s grunge kind of alternative scene.
The Rush, wasn't that what we were talking about last?
Rush was a 70s 80s band. Yeah.
70s 80s Canadian. That was the Canadian band, right?
That's the great.
They
Canadian
still are
triumvirate. Yes, mm-hmm. That I will be seeing in September 14th at the TD Garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Have fun.
I will be there.
Oh, he will.
In case you're looking for me.
It's going to be, catch me inside.
If they make it that far.
You know what? Hey, man, go ahead. Laugh all you want.
Yep.
I'll be there having fun.
Yeah.
Singing, Closer to the Heart.
Sure. Modern Day Warrior.
Tom Sawyer. You know, I'll be jamming out to those songs while you're at home.
So I have a request to any of the other 18,000 in attendance. I will pay for a video of Ted Johnson jamming out at the Rush concert.
Yeah, yeah.
So get your phones out. Don't point them at the stage. Point them at Ted. I want video evidence of you enjoying those songs.
I'll be there.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Justin in D.C. Seems like he has a reaction about the Red Sox offseason. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. Just as you're talking music, I wonder if 70s is the era which most generations like. So, like, I'm a millennial, Gen Z, Gen Alpha. I think they all like the 70s, but I digress. You guys could probably answer that for me. But I'm just curious, what do you think the bare minimum that Craig Breslow needs to do this offseason is for it to be considered a successful offseason? And quickly, my view is he's horrible at his job and he needs to be held accountable. And he needs to, at the minimum, replace Devers, Bregman, and get a number two. And if we find ourselves a big bat short of accomplishing that, then he needs to catch all hell from you folks, because Devers will be the reason, and it'll be because Craig Breslow is unlikable and can't communicate with people. So could you guys lay out your expectations for us?
Wow, that was quite a call, Justin.
Don't watch me watch TV.
I think, for me, I'll just... Successful offseason is basically what Breslow said the other day. You go get a big bat, mm-hmm. and you get a number two starter, and I think we've had a successful offseason. I'm assuming there'll be other little minor pieces, but if those are the tent poles... I'll be happy.
That's not enough for me because Bregman's going out. Don't tell me, but Roman Anthony's coming back in. Nope, it's not enough.
Marcelo Meyer.
I want a big bat who hits home runs, and then I want a medium bat that hits some home runs but gets on base a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want a legit starter who's either a one or a two. A two at the worst, because Brian Bello and Lucas Giolito, although they got off really good, they were part of the problem why we've kind of phased out at the end. So give me a good starting pitcher to go along with a big bat and a medium bat.
And no money to Scott Boras, ever.
Yeah, again. Just don't spend money with the Duncan King.
You can't just get, like, if you lost Devers and now you're not going to bring back Bregman, you need to add significant thump. You need to add consistency to the lineup, and you also need someone to be, how did I hear Brad Vogt put it? You need a Robin to Crochet's Batman.
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. And I'd love for the big bat to be also a first baseman. I wish first base was kind of just not first base by committee.
Right.
Like DH is by committee. Like all the outfield positions are by committee. Can we just have a first baseman? Pete Alonso fits the first base and the big bat perfectly. And
Pete Alonso.
Quick question about the music point he made about the 70s. Uh-huh. Is Frampton Comes Alive, is that a 70s?
That is the quintessence of the 70s.
Because I really like that album. That's an album that I've listened to.
Did you want him to show you the way?
Yes.
Every day?
Absolutely. Okay. And then do the thing with a little thing that makes it talk on his guitar.
Yeah.
The box. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I think the 70s was excellent for music.
Okay, did you like the Eagles?
I don't love the Eagles.
Great. Next caller.
I told you, Peter Frampton, I gave you what I had. Don't ask for more. We're moving on.
How about the Who?
617-779.
60s underrated, too, for my mind.
50s?
No? 60s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Let's go to your guy. He's been waiting a long time, Ted. Paulie,
hey,
what's up?
Not today, Jerome. What's
up,
Paulie?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Jerome. What's up, my man?
What's up?
The 70s. The 70s was the best time for music.
Yep.
Absolutely. I was a big Rush fan. That's all I listened to.
Love it.
In the 1980s was Rush. And I'll Rush all the time. Teddy, I'll probably see you at that show.
I'll see you there, bud.
Right. Yeah, they came on with a string of albums. They were like one of the greatest runs of all time in rock
and roll. Paulie, what about McDaniels?
From Permanent. Oh, wait, come on, Andy. Give me a break, will you? Slow it down a little bit. I'll get to it. String of albums from Permanent Waves to Roll the Bones that brought them the Artist of the Millennial Award by Harvard University, which is given out maybe once or twice a century. Mm-hmm. They were outstanding. They sucked before Permanent Waves. There's only two or three good tunes altogether before that album.
Yep.
But they really focus the streamline.
All right, I hate to be the bad guy, Paulie, but I got to let you go.
Honestly, no, Paulie, I told Andy not to hang up on you twice. I love, but you can't get over a minute into Rush Talk.
Like, I had already told him to move on to McDaniels, and he kept going. Harvard Music Awards were given out now? I don't even know what you're talking about.
They didn't suck before Permanent Waves.
Paulie, that's his wheelhouse. Music is his thing. So
well,
when
call
we start
a music show or do a podcast.
You
should have
known
Ted.
That before you put him on to know that he might go that direction.
All right, let's go to a different Paul. Paul and Pro. Providence. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Any thoughts on Rush?
I just want to start off by saying, Teddy, I got to be honest with you, and I'm not just saying this, you're one of my favorite Patriots of all time. But and I do agree with you, your take yesterday about this being a possible trap game. But I'm going to start by saying I think the Patriots are going to win this game. But I think this is one of their toughest games on the schedule. Now, don't get me wrong. The Buffalo game was definitely a tough game. Tampa Bay, definitely a tough game. But short week. Okay, Jets are coming off a win. Jets have traded away a lot of the players that you probably gained for over the last few weeks, so they're gone now. So now it's a whole new scheme coming into the Jets game. Jets have nothing to lose, obviously. Again, like I said, I think the Patriots are going to win this game, but I think it's going to be one of their tougher games. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Thanks for the call, Paul.
I don't think it's the craziest thing to say.
Toughest
I really don't.
Game?
I know the offense sucks.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what it is? It's just human nature. Human nature is to take your foot off the gas a little bit. That was a physical game they played in against the Bucks. They got 3 days after this to kind of relax. You know, boy, it's right there. Can we just get through this game kind of thing? It fits the profile of what a trap game is. And so I do worry about this game, even though there's really nothing on the Jets that scares me.
No.
It's just the spot. The spot scares me. The team doesn't, but the spot in which the game is being played does scare me.
Okay, mm-hmm. And does it scare you that their head coach is melting down? Did you see the latest from him? Maybe we'll play the audio tomorrow. He's now refusing to talk about injuries in his press conference because Rich Simonyi reported that Garrett Wilson wasn't playing. So he literally said, I'm not talking about injuries. Why don't you ask Rich? He seems to know everything about injuries. Yeah. Then he goes, oh, Rich isn't here? Well, I'm not talking about injuries anyway.
Yeah.
Like, he's Aaron Glenn feels over his head.
Oh, I could have told you that before they hired him. Aaron's a nice guy. I think that's a very difficult job, and he's too nice for that job. I'll be honest.
So this next call is an interesting one. Sean in Pawtucket has a question about Josh McDaniels. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. So I don't have any music opinions that need to be shared on this medium. But I do have a question I would love to hear your opinion on about Josh McDaniels. And it's not where he's going to coach next. He's got 6 Super Bowl rings four of them are as an offensive coordinator. Do you think he has a case to make the Hall of Fame?
Thanks for the call, Sean. Ted?
I think it would be very difficult for him to make the Hall of Fame. What other offensive coordinators have made the Hall of Fame?
None.
Is North Turner, did he make it?
I don't believe so.
Alex Gibbs, Al Saunders.
I don't believe anybody's in.
Gibbs wasn't. No.
The only guy that's is in because he was a player and a coach is Dick LeBeau.
Okay,
I don't think he got in just because he was also a player, and he kind of like got the double dip.
Tom, what's the guy that was at Indianapolis under Peyton Manning?
No, nope.
Moore.
Tom Moore. Yeah, what nope. Tom Moore? Okay, nope. So that kind of hurts that, and then also I would say, you know, what was his offensive style? Can you identify it? Did people copycat it? What was it? Was it something that transformed the league into a different? No.
Was multiple.
It's not. He doesn't have that kind of system that it could be replicated, that was transcending, that was beyond its years. So I would say the odds are against him, even though it's impressive with the Super Bowls. That doesn't, I don't think, qualify him to be a Hall of Fame
candidate. Bill Walsh is in the Hall of Fame, but as a head coach, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So not as the offensive coordinator.
Oh, head coaches get in, especially when you win Super Bowls.
Head coaches that were also offense. I mean, OCs, he created the West Coast offense.
If he hadn't been the head coach, I don't think he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Because coordinators don't get. So, Josh, correct. I love you. Mean it. Wish you all the luck in the world. You're not going to Canton unless you take another head coaching job and win a couple Super Bowls the next head coaching job.
Yeah.
You're not getting in on your OC ring. Sorry. 617-779-7937.
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Hey buddy. Man. Good. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I posted a simple question on Twitter for the poll today. Which of the Boston teams is closest to the city's next championship? We'll answer that question up next in Odds and Ends here on WE.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
EI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. And I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
That is the gift that keeps on giving, Jameis Winston.
One of a kind, that guy.
One starting for the Giants.
You guys seen Hamilton? I have yet to see it.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
Going to see it Saturday.
Oh. I saw it about a month ago when it came out here.
You liked it?
Very good.
Yeah. It's probably one of my top like five anythings I've ever seen.
It's a musical.
They call them hip hopras.
It's unbelievable.
Where's it playing here? Does anybody know?
It's playing at the Bushnell Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, which is a gorgeous house.
I'm not going to Hartford.
Yeah.
It's in Boston, right, Dan?
Yeah, it was. The tour just came through here in the Citizens Opera House, but now it's down in Hartford. Yeah,
I missed it.
My parents actually went down and saw it in Hartford on Friday night.
I saw it with my daughter, and they
didn't enjoy it quite as much.
They didn't enjoy it?
Not quite as much as I did. Very different style, I think, than they were expecting. Oh.
Yeah, Stiz refused to go years ago. I thought Stiz would absolutely love it, but he would have to have gone by himself, and he didn't want to go to a show by himself.
I'll go with you, bub.
Yeah. No, it's like a big thing with me, like movies by yourself. I'm trying to get over it.
The older you get, the less and less you care about
it.
Like when Flacco said eating by yourself is cool now.
It's the best. I love eating by myself. So nice.
Eating by yourself and football talk on WEEI are presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And that was the odd start to odds and ends here, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. As I mentioned, I put up a rekindling of a poll that we've done before here. Might be the first time we've ever recycled a poll here on WEEI Afternoons. At Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter. And it was simple. So the Bruins are on a 7-game winning streak. The Patriots are on a 7-game winning streak. Red Sox are headed into a fun offseason. And, well, I don't know what the Celtics are doing, but whatever. Those are the four Boston teams. Which will win the city's next championship? And for comparison, Dan Ball wanted me to remind you that we ran this poll back in March. It was Patriots, 36%. It was Celtics, 33%. It was Red Sox, 27.4%. And in your head, you're probably like, it doesn't leave a lot of percents for the Bruins. It did 3.5% for the Bruins. So now.
So which one was the highest there?
The Patriots by 2.9%.
That was in March?
36%. Celtics were at 33 and change. Right. So now we are 6 months later, I guess, from March. The Patriots are at 71%.
Oh.
The Red Sox are at 20%. The Celtics are at 7%. And the Bruins
dropped to 2?
Fallen to 2% in this poll. Jeez. So basically, almost 3 out of every 4 Boston sports fans believes the Patriots, Drake May, Mike Vrabel, are the next team to win a championship. Now, they are all. That's Stiz, not me. I don't have my own drops, so Stiz calling y'all homers. I will say they're also the next team to go to the playoffs, right? Like, literally, their playoffs are next on the horizon. They start in January. They're a good team, so that's swaying it. I also think Drake May's swaying it. Like, yeah,
it's not hard to figure this out. Mm-hmm.
But do you agree with it?
Yeah. Well, why would? Would any of us disagree with it?
I mean, I think you can make a strong argument that they're too young, they won't win this year. And then if the Red Sox go out and get our dream of Joe Ryan, Kyle Schwarber, and Pete Alonso, well, maybe the Red Sox are in the equation. Or if Jason Tatum comes back in February and suddenly the Celtics are playing with Tatum and Brown as they hit the postseason.
So the Patriots are right now the number one seed in the AFC in a down AFC.
Well, they're the number 3 seed. But yeah,
okay,
they're
tied. They have, you're right. But they have a good opportunity with the remaining schedule to be the number one.
Yep.
In a bad AFC.
Mm-hmm.
So they have as good of a chance as anybody to be in the Super Bowl. And yet you think there's another team next year that has a better chance than the Patriots do right now.
Yeah, because a wise man earlier in the show told me the Patriots could be the one seed and Patrick Mahomes could come to Foxborough or Lamar Jackson could come to Foxborough. And I just think the belief that they're too young, I think that's, you can make a strong argument. I also think there's three arguments to be made. I agree with the split vote of the three, and that's where we're good again, is we actually have three teams that I think legitimately within the next year and a half can have championship aspirations.
Yeah.
If Craig Breslow does his job, aren't we all hoping that the Red Sox go from wild card team to
World Series competitor? If he does his job, like, it's going to happen. He's going to do his job.
We'll see. He brought me Bregman and Crochet, so I'm hoping for more this Christmas. Yes, Dan Ball.
Okay, everybody on record so we can have this right now. Andy Hart, next Boston team to win a championship is the...
I am going to say the Red Sox.
Nice. Okay, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
The Boston Red Sox.
Okay, Ted Johnson.
The Patriots, please.
With the exasperation that we wanted.
They didn't even send you the jersey.
Nope.
The 52 light blue whatever jersey.
Yeah, they lost my address. That's what happened.
Stiz?
Send it to the station.
I'm with the Patriots. I'm with Ted.
Okay,
Patriots.
Christian Arcan of the Christian Arcan Show.
What's the question?
Next Boston team to win a championship.
The Bruins.
Oh, come on.
What do you think of that?
For the contrarian.
Take it seriously.
Hey, the shirt even says don't be a stunog.
Well,
come on.
I don't take my own advice sometimes. This is an impulse buy last time I was in the North End.
Solid choice.
Sam Ball, you got to answer your own question.
Oh, perfect. The Sox, baby. Let's go.
Wow. Did we get three votes for the Sox, two for the Patriots, and this
guy? Ted, I'll say this. The look how close the Blue Jays came to winning a World Series against the Dodgers, the ultimate well-assembled $500 million evil empire. And if the Red Sox have the offseason you and I want, a number two starter, a middle of the lineup bomber, a consistent hitter, and Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony take the next step.
If
Drake May does this, if Steph Diggs stays healthy, if you don't lose an edge rusher.
The team. We don't even know what the team looks like for the Red Sox that you think are going to go to the World Series and win World Series before the Patriots.
Fenway faith.
What's that gotten you lately?
Not much.
Christian Arcan, what's up?
How about if Zadorov keeps knocking out all the best players and all the other teams for the rest of the season?
I love him.
I mean, you know, who's to say that's not going to continue?
I love the little guy.
The people of Boston are probably right. It's like, it's definitely going to be the Patriots, but I kind of just want the Red Sox to be back in the conversation.
We had a quick text reply that said, 860, this poll shows a lack of trust in the Red Sox front office. That is how they read that, which I think there's some truth to that. What do you got tonight, Christian?
I'm going
to
be talking a lot about the Jets and the rebuild that they're on and what they were thinking in 2022 when they had two rookies of the year on the same team at the same time and how that's all fallen apart very quickly. Also, just real quick with Josh McDaniels, you guys are acting like he'd be moving really far away. He'd be going to New York. That's not that far. It's not like he's going across the country to get a head coaching job. You don't think he'd go 3-4 hours southwest, really? You think that's out of the question?
You think he'd commute? Because I don't know if the wife and the family, he said a couple of weeks ago, like, I'm not moving my kids.
The wife and the family can stay up here. They don't have to go anywhere. But yeah,
he could take the train back and forth. And
there's a lot of ways. There's the, there's no longer the Fungwa bus. Now it's the Bolt bus. He could be doing that. He could be doing whatever he wants. Yeah, to get
I'm
back
almost
and forth
asking McDaniels, please don't. You're just doing such a great job with the Patriots now. And people are thinking in such high regard with such esteem of him again. Like, please don't.
Plus, Robert has ponied up before. Robert, keep ponying up. Pay the man so he's a low paid head.
But also, why would he be scared of that? If he flames out in New York, you can always just come back here.
For the fourth time?
Keeps on happening. Oh, what, are the Patriots going to say no? Of course they'll bring him back. They always do.
Eventually, I feel like they'll say no.
I don't think so.
Could not work. Okay, what do you got tonight?
We got Bridget joining us at 7:30. We're talking a lot of Bruins tonight.
Nice.
We will get into the Patriots and the Jets. I have some Celtics thoughts before the game starts. And, of course, all the fun stuff, headlines, Arcan Fire, etc. later on in the show.
All right, stick around for the Christian Arcan Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, it's game day. We got Thursday night football at Gillette Stadium. It's the Patriots. It's the Jets. It's Drake May. It's no Ramondre Stevenson and Kayshawn Booty. We'll preview the game and much more tomorrow, 2-6. Talk to you then.
Hey, guys, when that defining moment comes a knocking, your boots should be rocking. You know what I'm talking about?
That's great.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders.
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.